Hi, Eddie.
Hey there, Kendra. This is Kendra.
Oh, hi.
Wait, let me just go ahead and mute myself. There you go. Can you hear me now? All better?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, all right. So let me just go ahead and share my screen for you. All right, so you can actually see what I was talking to you about, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a quick minute. Let me know if you see it, okay?
I do, yes.
All right, okay. Well, this is the portal that we have been designing for one of our clients, all right,
okay.
That are the same thing as you guys, all right? So if you can see, this is the dashboard, all right? Our name will be removed from over here, of course, all right? This is a link
mm-hmm.
that we're looking at the website on e-commerce, if you can see the admin backend, all right? So
oh, yeah.
This is the email ID that we're using right now. All right, this is a property MLS and everything about it will be integrated over there. So this is the whole dashboard. All right, if you can see, it gives you the option for revenue versus cost, like how much of the revenue was created and how much was the cost. All right, total sales, all right, total cost,
mm-hmm.
and product sold. All right, so,
yeah.
And this month, it'll give you the amount for like overview about this one, like it's like $45,000 and 7-8 something, all right. Best item all time, coffee beans packet. It gives you this kind of an information over there as well, like what is your best sellers, all right?
Yeah.
And bottle cup set as well, all right? Top products, serum bottle, organic cream, and it's just a dummy ones right now, all right? And it gives you the inventory as well. There will be an inventory management as well, set it up over there for you, so you guys can
mm-hmm.
go ahead and manage it on your end as well, by yourself.
Okay.
All right, and then it has the order summary over here as well, like what are the average orders, all right, and top orders as well. All right, you can just go ahead and click on this month, this year, this week. You can go ahead and do it by yourself as well. All right, income.
Okay.
It gives you this, all right, like what are the total income, expenses, what are the total expenses, all
right?
Right. And plus, you guys can go ahead and, you know, switch it to different languages. These are the language that they wanted us to put in right now. We can absolutely go ahead and change it for you as well if you want. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in a team, of course, there is no there are different language speakers, all right, that they don't understand English very well. But if it's in their language, of course, they will be experts into it.
Right.
All right? There is a messaging bar, all right? They can go ahead and message each other. There's a notification bar over there as well, new order. You can just type in the new order and everything about it. The products, all right, list products. All right, you guys can just go ahead and set up the products by yourself as well over there. All right, so it can easily showcase on the front end of the website. All right, so you can see over
yeah.
here the products. You want to delete it, you can delete it. You want to edit it, you can edit it. You want to just view it, how does it look like on the front end? You can. All right, rain umbrella, you can just go ahead and edit as many products as you want. All right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want to add the product, you want to search it through this, you want to show the entries, how much you want to go, and if you want to add the product, you guys can. And the categories, like what kind of categories do you want on the website, on the front end, on the product homepage or the shop page or anywhere do you want?
Okay.
All right? So let this just load up. All right, okay, the category list is over here as well. All right, you can just
yeah.
add categories, like, hey, you want to go ahead and add the different categories. I can see that you do have different categories on your website for mountains, rivers, boats, and things like that. All
right? Right.
So you can just go ahead and, you know, add it over here by yourself as well. So it's this easy. This is a CMS for the back end for the whole portal itself. All right, so
okay.
it's not complicated. It's user-friendly. You guys can see what you want. And in the sale thing, all right, if you guys want to go ahead and see how many sales have you guys done and what is the total price per product that's being sold, all right, this is how it is. Because
mm-hmm.
I just researched, like, the Harper thing that you guys are using, they charge
mm-hmm.
you per product as well. Like, they charge
mm-hmm.
you, like, $10.09. Per product.
Right.
So you're not just paying them the monthly fee, you're giving them your commissions as well.
Yes.
But if you do have your own portal for the website that is a booking feature as well included, then of course you guys are not paying anyone anything, and all of the money is coming into your pockets.
Yes.
All right. So it has the same thing about search and everything about it as well. All right. For the purchases, all right, list your purchases, like how many have you been purchasing and what kind of purchases have been made, what are the things that have been purchased at the moment. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is how it is. The fruit supply, $50, and balance is this, the paid is this, pending. You can actually see how much is pending as well, the things in that, fish supply, and everything about it as well. All right.
Okay.
The returns. All right. Like how many of them have been returned. All right. How many have been refunds and everything about it. You guys can actually see the customer who has returned. This is a test that we're running. Return 01. This has been returned. This has been returned.
Right.
This has been returned and stuff like that. So it's just the one thing that you want to go ahead and generate a list. You can. On the people.
Okay.
All right. Customers. You want to see how many customers you have. How many people have sign up with you guys,
right,
from which country, from what phone number, for the email, name, status, orders, two orders, pending, their status is pending at the moment, last order, one, action, you want to edit it, you want to view it, you want to delete it, whatever you want to do, you can, all right, and if you want to add a customer, if you want to users, like how many users are there, like how many employees are there on the company, you guys can go ahead and, you know, set it up over there as well. Name, email, product manager. Teriyaki, teriyaki@gmail.com, stock CEO. Like as you, Kendra. Kendra can come over here, Kendra's email, and project manager, or social media manager. All right? And I don't know what that is, why they have set it up over here. For the group, like whose team do you fall into? Status active. If the client has, employee has left the company, they can just go ahead and set it up as non-active.
Okay.
All right, and action, and everything about it as well. All right, add users, suppliers. Like, who is your suppliers? You can set it up over here as well on the portal. All right, fruit supply, supply, furniture supply, food supply, grocery supply, whatever the suppliers that you guys want, you guys can add it over here for you, for yourself.
Okay.
All right, so you guys know who is your supplier and for what. And what is their email address? What is their phone number? All right, where are they from? They're from the same country, or they're from China, or whatever they're from. GST number.
Okay.
If you want to add anything over here, yes, you guys can add it over there as well.
Okay.
Yes. All right, this is just all customized, that if you guys want to add anything like email, emergency contact number, or anything like that, the company name, or anything that you guys want, you can. If you want to delete it, you just click on that. All right, and just delete it.
Okay.
All right, and add supplier, then reports comes in. This is the most important part for a firm, for a company. All right, like what is the overview of the company this month? $45,000. Daily sales. This is not built up. This is, you know, the products, everything about it. Like daily sales have been like $25,000. She does have to go into this. All right, it's not working at the moment because it's incomplete at this time.
Right.
So she just has to go into this, download a file, and her printer will print out all of the information about the daily sales. Like what is the most sold product, what is the total revenue, what is the total everything about it for the daily basis. So she doesn't have to go into it, type it one by one. Monthly sales, who has the most monthly sales? Bob, Joe, Dan. Who has it the most? All right, bestsellers.
Right.
Bestsellers over here as well. You can change whatever you want. You can put whatever you want. All right?
Okay.
And this is the whole portal for our website for you that is generated on, you know, PHP, Java. All right? This is how user-friendly it is. It shows you a total sales. It will have your name. Your dashboard gives you the view of key performance. All right? And business processes as well. So this is how you can go ahead. You can even search over here as well. All right, you want to close it, you can. This is how user-friendly it is at the moment.
Okay.
Yes, so this is the portal that I was telling you about. All right, you guys can go ahead and create your own as well, profiles. All right, and, you know, log in with some limited amount of access to it. and the boss access, if you want, you can have it, or the CEO, or whoever wants, they can go ahead and have it, and we can create it for them.
Okay.
Yes. This is how it's, you can control it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all functional, so that is the reason I referred you for a portal for the website. So you guys are not paying to any other third party. It's all Rescue Canada itself. All right, so you guys...
I like that. That would make things so much easier.
Yes. So this is a portal that I was telling you about. So your website on the front end is working perfectly fine. It looks elegant. It looks simple. It looks beautiful. On the back end, it looks user-friendly. Anyone, you don't even have to go ahead and teach them things. They're already seeing things where they want to
mm-hmm.
go. So you don't have to go ahead and put your brain into it. You're just seeing and going. That's it. Plug and play. That's how easy it will be for you guys.
Perfect.
But with this, it's not just a portal that we will be providing to you. All right? It's, do you know where your domain is from, actually?
No, I don't.
All right. Not a problem. All right? In this, we will be providing you with a revamp of the whole content for the website. We will be providing you with a text calculator that will be calculating the text according to the cities and the states, all right? And we will be providing you with a shipping calculator as well. That will be calculating the shipping fee as well. Like if someone goes ahead and, you know, have purchased any of the product that is worth like $200 or $150, they will get a surprise like, hey, there is no shipping fee for you. But if they have, like below any of the amount that you guys referred us to, like, hey, if they're, you know, buying something that is below $200, it will be charged a specific amount for them and according to the radius of the delivery as well.
Okay. Because, yeah, that was our main issue was the shipping because we have our affiliate with 4-6, and they were telling us there was Shopify. So I know it's a bit different, but their shipping calculator calculates the customer's shipping so much cheaper than the actual cost, so it's eating into their profit.
Well, either you guys
can
go ahead and edit it for yourself, like how much do you want per radius, so that will be much more easier for you guys. Like if it's, you know, it's getting higher, the rates are getting higher, you guys can go into the back end of the website and change it the way you want it.
Oh, okay.
So it's showing you guys per radius, like, hey, if it's like, if the gas price goes higher, then of course it will be affecting to you guys as well. So you guys can go ahead into the back end of the website and, you know, raise the prices or lower the prices if you want, whatever it is.
Okay.
Yes. So this is the main purpose for a website revamp. That's what I would think that you guys are trying to do for yourself and not having something that needs to be, you know, update every month or every year or something like that. It's auto-updatable. Auto-updates goes in. Everything about it is all automated for you guys.
Perfect.
Yes. So you've seen it, and if any of your team members would like to go ahead and see it, do let me know. I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist them with it as well.
Okay.
Sounds good?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay, so all of your, you know, issues will be resolved by this, I suppose, because the shipping calculator, the tax calculator, the automated reports, all right, and all automated users, all of the employees' information at one place, and there will be a database connected to it as well, all right, and the further the database that you guys have, we will copy the same all of it onto our database as well. So a content revamp with the whole portal, all right, and the booking platform, the functionality as well for you guys. All right, so if anyone wants to go ahead and book you guys, you guys get the information right away.
Okay, perfect.
Sounds good? What do you think about this?
Yeah.
Does it look good? Is it all...
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still need the okay from my my manager, but I think...
I'm sorry, I would say no.
I said I'll need the okay from my manager.
Mm-hmm. And who's your manager, Sean?
Sean, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, if Sean needs to know anything about it, let us know. All right, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and, you know, let him know about it. But as you said, that you'll be the only point of contact, so we'll work it out.
Okay, and you're still sending me all that information via email?
Yes, I'm sending it to you on an email as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, and I'll attach the screenshots as well like how it will work. If that's
okay,
why,
yeah.
It will be much more easier for you to explain them.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, and I'll write down the cost as well. All right, and
okay.
We'll go by that.
Sounds good.
All right. So if I ask you, Kendra, what is your overall budget? If I ask.
For the
website and all, what is the total budget that you guys are working on at the moment?
Well, this is a hidden cost that's happening right now. We were told by Thomas that this was just going to be a one-time fee and everything was going to be custom and built for us.
Guys, yes, of course. And you guys signed up for Shopify, correct? Did I give you the reference? You guys should go for a WordPress. And then seeing at the scope of the work, then I'm just referring you guys to go for a custom one. All right, that will be much more better for you guys.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
Yes.
What? Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, it wasn't said that there was going to be other fees included with anything. So I'm assuming Sean might not be happy because it took us a while to get this, just to get the $1,000 to do this. So
okay.
We'll see. I'll see
not
if but there might be, like, things might have equaled out on his end with finances. So I can't honestly say.
No, of course not. Well, this is just
what
our budget is. This is just a suggestion that I'm giving you. If you want the same thing on that one, of course, I will try my level best to go ahead and provide you with the things and attach you with all of the things that you have already. And we can go ahead and complete our website. That's not a problem.
Right. Yeah.
We would just be needing to revamp the content. That's it.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and send out an email over to you. All right, and you can let me
know. Okay. All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Not a problem, Kendra. All right, but you take care of yourself.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.